贵阳中考新突破，听力训练模拟试题二。 A. 听对话，选择与对话内容相符的图，读一遍。
Number 1. What's the weather like?
It's cloudy.
Number 2. Jim, what's your favorite animal?
I like pandas best.
Number 3. The news said a girl traveled around Europe by bike.
She is great.
Number 4. Would you like something to drink, Peter?
Yes, a glass of juice, please.
Number 5. What sport does Tom prefer?
He likes volleyball best.
Number 6. Where is the ball?
It's under the box.
B. 听句子，根据所听句子选择最佳应答，读一遍。
Number 7. Which would you like to drink, tea or juice?
Number 8. How do you study for a test?
Number 9. How long have you been working in the factory?
Number 10. It is a fine day today, isn't it?
Number 11. Could you please open the door?
Number 12. May I speak to Mr. Black?
C. 听对话，根据对话内容选择最佳选项，完成句子，读两遍。
Number 13. Whose pencil is this?
It might be Tom's. I saw that he used a red pencil like this yesterday.
Whose pencil is this?
It might be Tom's. I saw that he used a red pencil like this yesterday. Number 14. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a t-shirt for my son.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a t-shirt for my son. Number 15. You look tired, Sam. You worked too much.
I went to a party last night. It didn't end till 2 o'clock in the morning.
You look tired, Sam. You worked too much.
I went to a party last night. It didn't end till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Number 16. What time does the bus leave for the office in the morning?
It leaves at 6:30, except on Fridays. It leaves 30 minutes earlier on Fridays.
What time does the bus leave for the office in the morning?
It leaves at 6:30, except on Fridays. It leaves 30 minutes earlier on Fridays.
Number 17. Hi, John. How many students are there in your class?
20 boys and 24 girls.
Hi, John. How many students are there in your class?
20 boys and 24 girls.
Number 18. Hello, this is Kate speaking. Do you have Mary's phone number, Tom?
Ask John. He is sure to know about it.
Hello, this is Kate speaking. Do you have Mary's phone number, Tom?
Ask John. He is sure to know about it.
D. 听对话及问题，根据对话内容选择最佳答案，读两遍。
Number 19. Your coat feels soft. What is it made from?
It is made from cotton.
Question. What is the coat made from? Your coat feels soft. What is it made from?
It is made from cotton.
Question. What is the coat made from? Number 20. What's the matter? Have you taken your temperature?
No, I didn't. And I have coughed for 3 days.
Question. How long has the girl coughed? What's the matter? Have you taken your temperature?
No, I didn't. And I have coughed for 3 days.
Question. How long has the girl coughed? Number 21. How old is your sister, Amy?
Well, I'm 11, and she is 5 years older than me.
Question. How old is Amy's sister? How old is your sister, Amy?
Well, I'm 11, and she is 5 years older than me.
Question. How old is Amy's sister? Number 22. You are playing basketball, Tina. You used to be quiet.
And I used to be in the classroom, so I was weak. Doctors say I need to do more exercise.
Question. Why did Tina need to do more exercise? You are playing basketball, Tina. You used to be quiet.
And I used to be in the classroom, so I was weak. Doctors say I need to do more exercise.
Question. Why did Tina need to do more exercise?
Number 23. Excuse me, is there a hospital near here?
Yes, it's on the other side of the road next to the kindergarten.
Question. Where does the girl want to go? Excuse me, is there a hospital near here?
Yes, it's on the other side of the road next to the kindergarten.
Question. Where does the girl want to go? Number 24. Hello, is that the chess club? Could you tell me when the chess class begins?
Of course. It will begin on March 16th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Question. When will the chess class begin? Hello, is that the chess club? Could you tell me when the chess class begins?
Of course. It will begin on March 16th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Question. When will the chess class begin?
E. 听短文及问题，根据短文内容选择最佳答案，读三遍。
One day, Mrs. Brown saw a beautiful sweater in a clothing shop. She liked it very much, so she wanted to buy it at once. But she didn't bring enough money with her, for the sweater would cost her 1,000 yuan. Then she went back home and told her husband that she wanted to buy the sweater, But her husband said she had so many sweaters that she didn't need to buy another one. The next day she told her husband that she still wanted to buy the sweater. The third day she said the same thing. After a week, her husband told her she could go to buy the sweater. When they went to the clothing shop, the sweater was still there. But Mrs. Brown didn't want to buy it anymore. "The others don't want to buy the sweater. I don't want to buy it either," she said.
Questions. Number 25. What did Mrs. Brown want to buy?
Number 26. Why didn't Mrs. Brown buy the sweater at once?
Number 27. How much was the sweater?
Number 28. Why didn't Mrs. Brown's husband want her to buy the sweater?
Number 29. When did Mrs. Brown's husband agree to buy the sweater?
Number 30. Who bought the sweater at last?
One day, Mrs. Brown saw a beautiful sweater in a clothing shop. She liked it very much, so she wanted to buy it at once. But she didn't bring enough money with her, for the sweater would cost her 1,000 yuan. Then she went back home and told her husband that she wanted to buy the sweater. But her husband said she had so many sweaters that she didn't need to buy another one. The next day she told her husband that she still wanted to buy the sweater. The third day she said the same thing. After a week, her husband told her she could go to buy the sweater. When they went to the clothing shop, the sweater was still there. But Mrs. Brown didn't want to buy it anymore. "The others don't want to buy the sweater. I don't want to buy it either," she said. Questions. Number 25. What did Mrs. Brown want to buy?
Number 26. Why didn't Mrs. Brown buy the sweater at once?
Number 27. How much was the sweater?
Number 28. Why didn't Mrs. Brown's husband want her to buy the sweater?
Number 29. When did Mrs. Brown's husband agree to buy the sweater?
Number 30. Who bought the sweater at last? One day, Mrs. Brown saw a beautiful sweater in a clothing shop. She liked it very much, so she wanted to buy it at once. But she didn't bring enough money with her, for the sweater would cost her 1,000 yuan. Then she went back home and told her husband that she wanted to buy the sweater. But her husband said she had so many sweaters that she didn't need to buy another one. The next day she told her husband that she still wanted to buy the sweater. The third day she said the same thing. After a week, her husband told her she could go to buy the sweater. When they went to the clothing shop, the sweater was still there. But Mrs. Brown didn't want to buy it anymore. "The others don't want to buy the sweater. I don't want to buy it either," she said.
Questions. Number 25. What did Mrs. Brown want to buy?
Number 26. Why didn't Mrs. Brown buy the sweater at once?
Number 27. How much was the sweater?
Number 28. Why didn't Mrs. Brown's husband want her to buy the sweater?
Number 29. When did Mrs. Brown's husband agree to buy the sweater?
Number 30. Who bought the sweater at last?